Welcome aboard Paulding County to another edition of My Sports. My name is Pete Seymour. I hope you know me by now, but I thank you so much for joining me for another edition of My Sports here every Saturday morning from the My 1027 WMYW Studios. We are talking Paulding County Athletics, and I'm so excited to be talking some spring sports this week. Don't get me wrong now. I know I can't pick favorites. I love football season. I love basketball season. I love everything that comes with the fall and the winter. But I'm so excited to be talking some baseball and softball this week. Spring sports not in full swing yet. We have softball scores that we have to talk about getting as many games as they possibly can in. Baseball going to try a little bit later on today. So fingers crossed, say your prayers for the spring sport athletes. I know it's a dicey time weather-wise, some really cold mornings, some rain here and there, but I really hope they can get every possible game they can in. I know when I played in high school, it was every morning. I was just waking up and praying that there was no bad weather because I wanted to get out on the baseball field. So this week, we're chatting spring sports. We also have to put a lid on our wrestling coverage with the All Green Meadows Conference wrestling teams. Those were announced and some great competitors competing down at Ohio State at the Schottenstein Center a few weeks ago in states. So we need to talk about the All GMC wrestling teams and the emergence of girls wrestling. I have to say, it's been really fun. It's been really neat to see them also be able to participate at the state meet at Ohio State. But we need to get to our guest today. Back to baseball, back to spring sports, and he is none other than the head baseball coach for the Wayne Trace Raider varsity baseball program, Ryan Jerome. He joins me next to help break down the Raiders and what could be a very successful season for the red, white, and blue on the diamond, whoever you are. And however you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports, and we get it all rolling right after this. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next, right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back here on My Sports, and we're talking Wayne Trace Raider baseball. Season opens up a little bit later on today, and we're joined by the head coach, Ryan Jerome. Coach, appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning. Thank you, and good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the off season so far. I know a lot of your kids, multiple sport athletes. When were you able to get your hands on them and get them into baseball shape?
Well, we start in the winter, usually around Thanksgiving time, with guys that aren't in winter sports. We get in the weight room and we're throwing as well. We open up the cage to, you know, about once a week for them during that time. And attendance and turnout was pretty good. About as good as it's been just in terms of percentage. We don't have quite the numbers we've had last couple years, but attendance was really good. You know, the buy-in, guys showing up, getting their work in, was really good. Like I said, it was about 3 days a week. And then obviously, you know, official practice, we were able to start on the 24th of February. Which was a little later this year, I feel like, compared to, you know, when we normally get started.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say
and
that.
We actually got like a lot of our basketball players pretty early, I felt like, anyways, compared to when we normally get them. So we've had everybody for a while now, and it's been a pretty good preseason so far. I'm excited about the guys we have.
Yeah, so before we look ahead to this season, last season, a 20-7 record overall, district semifinal loss to Liberty Benton. Coach, I know you lose a couple key guys from last year, but you have a lot of talent returning. How excited are you about this group?
Well, we're really excited. Like I said, you know, you mentioned we've had some key losses, guys that have been a part of the program for a long time. But we still have, we believe we have a lot of talent returning. And something I've told the guys as well, you know, I think we have a lot of really good players that just nobody knows about yet. You know, nobody's heard of them yet, and just because they haven't had their chance to play.
Yeah.
You know, we had so many older guys in front of them. And now this is going to be a big year for a lot of those guys. Going to be some new faces, people that maybe not a lot of people outside our community are very familiar with yet, but I think by season's end, they will be. And like I said, it was a group that I think there was a handful of guys maybe ready to play, but like I said, there's not a place for them yet. And now, you know, with this year, they're going to get their opportunity. And, you know, I'm really excited to see who kind of stands out, who separates themselves.
Yeah, that has to be one kind of interesting thing as a coach when you have guys that have been, you know, in the program for so long, you know what you're getting year in and year out, but some of the new guys stepping up, getting an opportunity, always an exciting thing. So, Coach, what do you think some of the strengths of the squad's going to be this year?
Well, I think we're pretty athletic just in general. To say we weren't in the past, but I think we move. I think we'll move on the bases a little better.
Okay.
Maybe than what we have in the past. I know that's been a point of emphasis for us this year. We want to kind of be a little more aggressive on the bases. Defensively, you know, we're replacing a lot on the infield, but I actually think that's going to be ultimate by the season's end. Maybe not right away, but by the season's end, I think that's going to be a strength for us, our defense on the infield and in the outfield as well. As far as pitching, you know, I'm sure coaches, you know, a lot of coaches will tell you can never have enough.
Yep.
We are looking to build a little more pitching depth. I would say that's more of a concern right now. But that said, we do have three or four guys that have pitched for us in the past coming back, and we're really excited about those guys. I think that's actually the pitchers we do have returning. I think that's a strength for us. We'll want to see some growth. We'll want to build some more depth there and find, you know, instead of just three guys, we'll want to take that number to six or more. So that'll be a focus, you know, over the course of the season, but I think we can get there. You know, offensively, it's going to look a little different. I don't think we're going to have the slug necessary that we've had in the past, mm-hmm. but I still think we can kind of match our offensive output and, you know, like I said, we're going to go about it differently, but I think that can be a strength for us as well. But I would lead with, like I said, defense, in particular on the infield being a strength for us this year.
Now, talking about some of those top returning guys, starting with the pitching staff, Connor Davis, I know he saw a lot of time last year, tall right-hander. What are you expecting from him this year?
Connor, you know, he's got, like you said, he's got some experience, probably top two, I would say, in terms of, you know, pitchers that, you know, threw for us last year coming back. I'm expecting a big year out of him. You know, he's been a guy, you know, like I said, one of those guys I mentioned earlier, kind of waiting his turn. And he got some chances last year, but now, you know, instead of pitching in those non-league games, he's probably going to get some league games. Mm-hmm. So I think he's in a good spot. He's, you know, I think his potential may be the most, you know, out of all our pitchers. I think his ceiling might be the highest. I would also throw Carter Clemens and Brody Rossworm into that tier. They both pitched a little bit for us last year. Carter probably a little more than Brody. But, you know, both those guys, I think, are also going to pitch some big spots and big moments for us this year. And ultimately, I think those three guys, we're going to lean on pretty heavily. You know, it starts with Connor, the guy you mentioned. But I do, and, you know, not taking anything away from him at all. He's, you know, he's going to be key for us. But I do want to throw those other two guys in there as well. I think that mix, that trio, those are guys that we're going to rely on pretty heavily this year.
And Brody Rossworm, I'm glad you brought him up. Still a young guy, but a lot of potential there. We mentioned his arm, but he was also saw some at bats last year and was pretty productive.
He was. And that's, you know, that role is going to expand, you know, quite a bit now. He was getting, you know, some opportunities here and there over the course of last season. And again, one of those guys that maybe was probably ready to play a little more varsity time than what he got. It was just a matter of, who you got to sit somebody if you're putting him in there. And it's just, we had so many guys that
numbers.
We just had so many guys that were playing in front of him. It's just hard to get those guys in there full time. But yeah, he's certainly a two way call on that, you know, not just, you know, somebody we're going to rely on the arm, but or rely on his arm, I should say, but you know, his bat as well.
Now, who are you looking for to be some of your big time leaders this year? Some of the guys that have been around this program to help lead the younger kids.
I've mentioned him a little bit already. I think Carter Clemens is in that conversation. He's a junior, but I mean, he was pretty much a full-time starter for us last year. He pitched in some big games. So I think, you know, the experience he brings, I think we'll rely on him. Tyler Head, he's a three-year letterman. He's fairly quiet, but, you know, he brings a lot of experience. Like I said, he started for 3 years, going on his fourth year now. Going to be our center fielder, probably our best outfielder. And, you know, he's somebody we're going to rely on in that role as well. I would also throw Tanner Lockoff. Maybe goes about it a little more differently, kind of, you know, more by example, but I think he's a guy, he's someone the guys look to. And Jack Schoonauer, who's filling up our catching spot, that's been pretty locked down for the last 4 years by Tucker Antoine, who's now gone. So I think Jack will step into that role as well. So got a good mixture of guys. I don't think it'll be one guy, you know, that's kind of leading the way. I think we have a solid group of guys that can sort of lead the way for us.
Now, Coach, for you personally, year in and year out, besides, you know, loving the game of baseball, loving the kids, what's your favorite part about coming back and coaching a group every year?
That's a good question. I don't know if I've ever been asked that. You know, like you said, aside from the kids and aside from the game, I think, you know, I obviously have a passion for the game itself, but I just think coaching in general is something that just, you know, kind of fills me up. It's what keeps me going, nice. You know, day in and day out. And I would say getting to do it at a place like Wayne Chase, where I went to school, that means a lot to me. I'm not sure. I don't know, because I've never done it outside of Wayne Chase. I'm not sure what it would be like. I just feel like it'd be a little different if I was doing it somewhere else, you know, other than Wayne Chase. I don't know if I would still enjoy it, but I don't know if it would mean as much to me as what it does. Like I said, just the fact that I went to school there. So for me, that's a big part of it, you know, trying to continue to grow the program each year and put it in a little better spot each year, you know, as we go on.
That being said, what's the ceiling for these Wayne Chase Raiders this year?
Well, like I said, we're going to have to go about things a little differently maybe than what we've done in the past. But that said, I think we have the pieces to try to win our fourth conference in a row. Certainly, you know, it's never going to be easy. But, I mean, we're fine with that. We accept that. And we're looking forward to the challenge. I think it's balanced, number one, at the top of the league, that is. I think it's pretty balanced. I think there's five teams that legitimately have a shot at winning it this year, each with their own strength. But I think we're in that conversation as well. Some may disagree. Like I said, there's a lot of players we have right now that are really solid players. Nobody's ever heard of them yet, or nobody's ever seen them. So, you know, I think we might surprise some people a little early on this year. Like I said, that's something we're working towards. And then, you know, the postseason, you know, in the past we've been Division III, and not that we had any problem with that. You know, like I said, our guys, I think part of our success was, you know, guys kind of embraced, you know, having to take the hard route.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, now that the divisions are essentially doubled, you know, going to seven now instead of four, and we're going to be six, you know, I think something we always talk about is playing our best ball by the time the postseason rolls around. You know, I think this group's got everything they need to make another run like we've done in the past by the time the postseason rolls around, and we're excited about that. Like I said, it's going to look a little different, a lot of new faces, and we may have to do some things differently than what we've done in the past, but I certainly think it's attainable for us.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. And my last question for you, having the success that you guys have had over the past few years, when you get a little bit of a younger team, how much easier is it for them to adapt to an already winning culture?
Well, I think it's pretty easy. You know, I've talked really. Yeah. There has been very little, if any, hesitation to, you know, kind of buy in and into some of the new things that we're doing. Some of it is a completely different approach, you know, whether it be, you know, at the plate or maybe some things defensively. But yeah, I've, you know, especially out of our leaders, they've seemed all about it from day one. And so I really think that's the key for us, is the buy-in that they're showing. And I'm excited to see where that takes us this spring.
Awesome. Well, hey, Coach, thank you so much again for the time today. I hope you guys get all the games in this spring and get at least as many as you can in. And best of luck the rest of the way.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And thanks again for having me.
And a big thanks to our guest today, Ryan Jerome, the head varsity baseball coach for the Red, White, and Blue, the Wayne Chase Raiders, in search of another Green Meadows Conference crown. All right, it's time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we're chatting some softball scores from this past week, and then we'll chat some wrestling to close out the show. Stay with me, Paulding County. It's My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Chase Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Chase sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
My Sports continues, in a big thanks first and foremost to our guest this morning, Ryan Jerome, the head varsity baseball coach for the Wayne Chase Raiders. Coach Jerome, thank you so much for taking some time this morning and breaking down the Red, White, and Blue, the Wayne Chase Raider baseball program with me, and a program that has been on the rise over the past few years. Absolutely killing it, looking for another GMC crown. But you heard, Coach, there's going to be a lot of competition in the conference this season, so I'm really excited for it to get going, and I'm really excited to see how it all shakes out throughout the spring season. But first and foremost, we need good weather. So say your prayers for good weather for all of the spring sport athletes. All right, time to talk some softball. We have some softball scores to get to from this past week, and we're going to start all the way back on Tuesday with the Antwerp Archers. It was a 14-3 loss for the Archers. Bria Teal in the circle. She went 5 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs. They were all earned with 7 Ks and 8 walks. Madison Schmidt took the loss, going 3 innings, allowing 10 runs on 12 hits, 9 of those earned with 2 Ks and a walk. Also in the circle for the Antwerp Archers, Madison McCoy. She went 2 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, none of those earned with a strikeout and not walking a batter. At the plate, Taylor Hogan, she scored a run. Raylan Zuber also scored a run. Allison Sproul scored a run. Raleigh Franklin, a single, drove in 2. Kara Pierce also drove in 1. And Hayden Lengotcher also with a single to her name. More softball from earlier in the week takes us to Wayne Trace, where it was Van Wert 2, Wayne Trace 1 in a defensive struggle. And the Raiders almost got Van Wert at the end of this one. 2 runs in the second by Van Wert, and then 1 in the last of the 7th. From Wayne Trace, they were looking to tie it, just couldn't get it done. The winning pitcher, Emma West, she was great in the circle for Van Wert. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 4 Ks and 2 walks. Regan McGarvey, tough luck loser for the Wayne Trace Raiders. She went 7 complete, 6 hits, 2 runs. None of those earned, 8 Ks and 3 walks. Don't worry, Regan, you'll pick up some wins on the year throwing like that. And all the offense for Wayne Trace, well, it came from Brooke Tinger. A double, a homer, a run, and an RBI. She was the one who almost tied it for the Wayne Trace Raiders in the last of the 7th inning, but it was Van Wert 2, Wayne Trace 1. Your final line score, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Cougars, and for the red, white, and blue of Wayne Trace, 1 run on 2 hits and 1 error. More softball as we bounce back to the Antwerp Archers. Do need to mention that Paulding softball, it's supposed to open a little bit later on today. I know the weather, a little bit inclement, rain in and out of the forecast, but fingers crossed, hopefully the Paulding Panthers, they can get that one in. But let's talk about the scores that did happen, and that was the Antwerp Archers breaking out the bats on Thursday. My goodness, 18 runs on 11 hits and 1 error for the Archers as they took down North Central, a final of 18-5. And it was a 7-run first inning that did it, and then an 8-run third inning. It was a 10-run rule game. Again, Antwerp all over North Central, 18-5. Archers 1-1 so far. The winning pitcher, Madison McCoy, she went 3 1/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, all earned, 3 Ks, no walks. Also in the circle, Madison Schmidt, 1 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run that was earned, striking out 1 while not walking a batter. Now at the plate, stay with me. There's a lot to get through here. Allison Sproul, a single and 2 runs. Avery Hoggenford, a run scored. Alla Klim, 2 singles, a double, and 3 runs and 2 RBI, a 3-hit day for Klim. Taylor Hogan's a single, 2 runs and an RBI. Raylan Zuber, big part of the team last year, she had 3 runs. Raleigh Franklin, 2 singles, 2 runs, and 2 RBI. She's starting hot this year. Clara Roars, 3 runs, 2 RBI. Hayden Lengotcher, a run and an RBI. Madison McCoy, a single, a double, a run. She drove in 3. And Kara Pierce, 2 doubles and 4 RBI. 2 doubles and 4 RBI for Kara Pierce, and that is efficiency. 18 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, the final line for the Archers, while North Central, 5 runs on 8 hits and 4 errors. That difference of 3 in the error category, really a big difference in this one. And as I mentioned, Paulding trying to get their game in a little bit later on today, so cross your fingers for them as they look to open up against Continental. But a lot of rain yesterday, some rain today. Again, just crossing our fingers, saying our prayers that the spring sport athletes get as many games as they possibly can in. And of course, we're going to talk some track and field as well, not this week, but I'll have some track and field coaches on in some future episodes to help break down some track in Paulding County this year. But for today, it's all about softball, baseball, the Raiders. They're trying to open a little bit later today, along with a lot of other Paulding County teams. So baseball will be heavy next week. But again, just hoping we get in as many games as we possibly can in. With that being said, it's time for a break here on My Sports. That's a look at some of your softball scores from Paulding County from this past week. All right, time for a break. When we come back, we are chatting some all GMC teams on the wrestling mats, and you won't want to miss it. Ton of Paulding County names. We'll break it all down coming up next. This is My Sports, and you're listening to My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back here on My Sports. Just wrapped up talking some spring sports, some softball scores from this past week. And, of course, we talked to our guest today, the head coach for the Wayne Trace Raider boys baseball program, Ryan Jerome. Thank you so much, Coach Jerome, for spending a little bit of your time with me to help break down the red, white, and blue and the Wayne Trace Raiders on the baseball diamond this year. Okay, it is time to turn our attention one final time this season to some wrestling. And the wrestler of the year in the Green Meadows Conference out of Wayne Trace had a heck of a year, had a heck of a career. Corbin Kimmel, the senior from Wayne Trace, a phenomenal season. He is the GMC Wrestler of the Year. Joining him on first team, let's take a look at some of the Paulding County names. And again, some of these guys wrestling at the state meet at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. So let's take you through them. On the first place team, it looks like this. Ava Herman from Edgerton, Jacob Bishop from Tenora, they're both seniors. Thor Etter from Paulding, Baron Graber from Hicksville, Taurine Knaven from Ayersville, Colton Kimmel from Wayne Trace, Brandon Gill from Tenora, Dominic Graziani from Tenora, Aiden Helmke from Tenora, Brock Bailey from Tenora, mentioned Corbin Kimmel, the Wrestler of the Year, Nolan Rittenhouse from Tenora, Levi Anke from Ayersville, and then Eli Berner, also a junior from Ayersville. The second team, well, it looks like this. A lot of Tenora names in there. Leroy Gill, the freshman from Tenora. Deegan Jones, a sophomore. Paul Westrick, a senior. Bolu Amarayan from Paulding. Keaston Burfoot from Hicksville. Trevor Sabota from Tenora. Skylar Octavino, another great year from the Antwerp Archer. Avery Cooper from Paulding. Owen Joyner from Hicksville. Josh Bishop from Tenora. Colton Helmke from Tenora. Devin Lulen from Tenora. And then Miguel Martinez, the junior from the Paulding Panthers. Now for the honorable mention team, and we start out with a few freshmen here, and those are Dason Wormer from Fairview, Brady Hayes from the Paulding Panthers, Zach Salas, he is a sophomore from Antwerp, Ryan Johnson from Ayersville, Matthew Bale, another nice season for the Paulding Panthers, Alex Gill from Tenora, Cameron Johnson from Antwerp, Tucker Sproul from Ayersville, Wydell McCoy from Ayersville, Andrew Engelhardt from Ayersville, Braden Dix from Hicksville, Orlando Puente from Edgerton, Devin Reyes from Fairview, and then Cole McStutes, also from the Fairview Apaches. So congratulations to all the wrestlers and an awesome season. So much talent in Northwest Ohio and Paulding County in general this season on the wrestling mats, both for the girls and for the guys. And congratulations to Corbin Kimmel, the senior from Wayne Trace, who is the GMC Wrestler of the Year. Okay, well, that puts a lid on our wrestling coverage from this past year. I can't believe it's already over. That's a long season. I know the wrestlers, they're really going not all year long, but pretty darn close. So congrats on a great season to all the wrestlers. And hey, we're looking forward to all of you coming back next year. And for those of you graduating, best of luck in whatever you decide to pursue and choose to do with the rest of your life. But awesome season this past year. Okay, time for a break here on My Sports. When we come back, we'll put a lid on this one with a few thank yous, because without our sponsors, I wouldn't be here doing this. This is My Sports, and it continues next right here on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
We're back to put a lid on this edition of My Sports, and we do so each and every week with some thank yous, because without these people, I would not be here doing this. So first of all, thank you so much to our guest today, the head baseball coach for the Red, White, and Blue, the Wayne Trace Raider varsity baseball program, Ryan Jerome. Coach, hope you get as many games as you possibly can in. I hope everybody stays healthy. And you heard Coach, they lost some talent last year, but they're bringing a ton back in search for another GMC crown. But I know the Panthers, I know the Archers, and I know the rest of the GMC. There's a lot of talent this year that'll be coming for those Wayne Trace Raiders. But best of luck, Coach. I'm really excited to see how the season plays out for you and your guys. Our other thank yous today, well, they go out to our sponsors, because without them, I couldn't be here telling the stories of the high school athletes in Paulding County, and those are the Athletic Boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Williamson Crop Insurance, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, and of course, the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Once again, I appreciate your support so much every Saturday morning for the past 3 years here on My Sports. Also, one more thank you I need to pass along today, and that is to you, the fan, for tuning in each and every week, whether it's live here every Saturday morning or on the my1027.org website when these episodes are archived for on-demand access. Thank you so much for taking a listen week in and week out. We have had some phenomenal guests on here. I urge you to go on if you missed this episode. Check out the interview with the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders, Ryan Jerome, and we had Luke Krause, former Antwerp Archer pitcher, current Bowling Green State University Falcon, on a few weeks ago. Up and down the list of guests has just been phenomenal for this past season. Well, okay, that'll do it for me today. Again, cross your fingers for some good weather. We need to talk some baseball next week. We'll also talk some track and field. Can't forget about them. And softball, well, it's in full swing. So it's up to the weather now, and hopefully that all holds out, whoever you are. And however you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for not just joining me this week, but every week for another edition of My Sports. And I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place, right here, the My1027 WMYW Studios. Till then, have a great week, Paulding County, and you, take care.
My Sports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.